This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Corey, your dairy live stream last Wednesday examined the quick recovery in milk prices. Share with us what your panel of dairy economists had to say.
We did a poll question. What do you think is most responsible for the current milk prices? Reduced milk supply, restaurant orders, and filling up of food pipelines, or USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program? Interestingly, it was almost equally split in the poll question here with a couple hundred people responding. So reduced milk supply, restaurant orders, and Farmers to Families Food Box program was the leader, but only by about 3 or 4 percentage points. But Andy Novakovic commented on that, and he said at the end of the day, changes in production, to me, have a lot more potent impact on prices, and our ability to not get carried away with production is going to be a lot more potent in maintaining higher milk prices.
Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Tuesday.
Dr. Heather White with UW-Madison and the faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub. She says the hub is a big investment from the state of Wisconsin.
Funding for the hub was approved at $1 million in the first year, which we're just wrapping up now, and $7.8 million a year in future years. And it's divided across the three campuses, Madison, Platteville, and River Falls. And the funds are specifically approved to build research capacity, to recruit top talent, both at the student level, the researcher level, and the faculty level, to support innovative research, research that asks those daring, hard questions that's going to help move our industry and our dairy community forward, and to engage in outreach and instruction. It's about every aspect of the dairy community, so spanning from enhancing human health, thinking about the dairy products that our consumers are enjoying, animal health and welfare, stewarding land and water resources, and growing farm businesses and communities. And so all of these four priorities are things that we're focusing our research, our teaching, our outreach, and our collaboration across the campuses on.
Wednesday.
There's some reasons why it's possible to get a vaccine failure. If the animals are stressed, and the less likely they are to respond positively to the vaccine. Other reasons, they might have a poor body condition score and be thin, or they might be unhealthy and already have a disease, at which point they can't respond as well to the vaccine. If they're on a poor plane of nutrition, or even just their age. But then there's other things too. For example, if the vaccine is not refrigerated or stored appropriately, that can damage the vaccine quality. Or if the administration is done incorrectly, that can reduce its efficacy or lack of boostering. So a lot to think about on the day when we're running cattle through the chute.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Thursday.
Working for Wisconsin Cows. Today we focus on Wisconsin's promotion of growing the dairy brand with comments from Mike Edge with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Right now, I think the opportunities for our manufacturers that we typically have, like right now, this is trade show season. This is where we would have our manufacturers interfacing with the consumers and giving them the opportunity to sell their products and to sell their brands. And we have lost those opportunities. So how do we pivot and bring that to them? Every week, twice a week, we meet individually with our manufacturers, our regional marketing manager team. We understand directly for 60 to 90 minutes what their strategy is intimately. Which usually when you're running 100 miles per hour every day, and if there's anything that we can take away about the quarantine life, if you will, it's having some extra time to reflect and to actually understand the needs and wants of our manufacturers and dairy farmers.
Friday.
The June Federal Order Class 3 benchmark milk price announced at $21.04 per hundredweight. That is up $8.90 from May. This is the highest Class 3 price since November of 2014.
Bill, it's been an amazing ride. Back in January of 2020, we had $20.20 milk, Class 3, and we're saying, wow, that's just amazing. Back in April and May, we're down at $12 and $13 per hundredweight, and lo and behold, July and August, back to $20-plus dollars Class 3 hundredweight. So farmers are saying, wow, is this going to last, and what's going to happen? The government, of course, is buying lots of dairy products. Our listeners probably know $320 million of dairy products going into the food box program, $120 million going in Section 32 of cheese. So the government's in the marketplace. They are really buying lots of dairy products. So that's really helping our dairy prices.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.